You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, this is Metal Shop here on the Rock of Seattle, 99.9 KISW. Ian here sitting with the majority of the members of Modern Life is War. Welcome back to Seattle, gentlemen.
What's up?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
So let's, for the sake of putting a voice with a name, let's kind of just swing around the room. Just say your name and what you do in the band.
I am Jeffrey, and I sing and write the lyrics in Modern Life is War.
Luke and drums.
I'm Bo, I play guitar.
I'm John, I play guitar.
And you're missing one guy, right?
Yeah.
We gotta shout him out though still, right?
Yeah, Chris plays bass. Yeah.
What's he doing right now?
What's up, Chris?
He's just sleeping. Sitting back.
He's probably sleeping.
He's sleeping. All right. Yo, so for just complete disclosure, we've interviewed a lot of bands, and I was telling these guys earlier, we've interviewed a lot of bands on the show, a lot of like starstruck moments, but for me, this is like the one where I'm trying not to like fanboy out on you guys, so bear with me. Because I'm really excited. So thank you guys for being here. And on Metal Shop, this is a very interesting and really kind of diverse ad to have you guys in here. And personally, I'm stoked, but I know a lot of people that are hearing this, if they haven't heard you before, are going to go, yeah, I'm jumping on that train. So welcome back. And so I wanted to pick up, as I was telling you, when you guys, because, okay, so what year did the band officially start for you guys? Maybe even in the planning phases?
2002.
Yeah. Step up to your mic there, man.
2002 is the first year of the band. Yeah,
official. You guys have been doing a fat run for quite some time there. Yeah,
it's been a while. And there was a break in there, but we've been at it for a long time.
So that's where I wanted to start with you guys. So when you came up to the break in the band, what year that was? 2009, 2008.
When we broke up.
Yeah, 2008.
Did that feel like a relief for all you guys? Or, I mean, like, I'm not trying to get into drama because bands break up for reasons, you know, and I don't want to dig into it too deep. But like, clearly you guys got back together, so there was still a little love in there. You know what I'm saying? But when you guys closed things off and then picked it back up a couple of years later, what was the impetus for you guys picking the band back up? Did you guys just kind of miss each other? You want to play music again? What made you guys want to pick up Modern Life is War and keep moving again?
Well, I can say as far as me and Chris and John are concerned, we did not grow distant whatsoever in that time. You know, we stayed as close and in communication as we did, many years before the band started. So there's always just been a really actual solid bond of friendship that's kept us all really tight. I think everyone did miss it. I don't think we were done. We missed it and we knew we weren't done.
You knew you still had more coming down the pipeline somewhere.
Yeah, we were just talking about it before you recorded, but it was definitely under the premises of having new music and not just a reunion for reunion's sake.
Yeah, so you wanted to have new material to move forward on, not just for your listeners, but for yourselves.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we've all been in bands for a long time, and playing the same songs over and over, as much as you love them, sometimes it's helpful to inject a little new blood into the mix.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what you guys, so we're coming down to, happy holidays, by the way.
Thank you.
Coming down to the end of 2019. How was 2019 for you guys? You moving forward and onward? Like, and then my follow-up will be, what's happening next year?
2019, I think, was a pretty great year for us. I mean, we went to Australia to kick off the year. We did, how many shows did we do there? You know how many dates?
Four or five
shows in Australia.
Awesome.
And hung out there for 10 days, and we had never been there. That was always a sort of goal of mine with the band. That's somewhere I've always wanted to go, and finally we got to cross that off the list. And then we also did East Coast run with a band called Crime Watch, and also our drummer's band called Druids. Who I want to give a plug to on the show for sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to dig into that too.
Yeah, we should talk about it.
That's awesome.
So, and then we're out here, of course. We did have a recording session this year and we tracked some songs, which, you know, I know is something you might want to ask about. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we've had a good productive year. We played a lot of places, it's been busy, you know. We're making new music. We're traveling to places we've never been to before, so it feels fresh.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's follow that up. So what's up with the new songs that you guys were tracking? Where'd you go? How many did you do? How much can you tell me without spoiling, you know, too much for everybody? And you know what? I'll take the exclusives all day, man. Yeah, give me that knowledge if you want to or if you can't.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we recorded four songs at a studio in Iowa, which is the same studio we did the first two Tribulations at.
Okay.
And they're sort of all over the place. I don't know if you want to try to say.
Yeah, I can see you guys going, what can we say? What can we not say?
No, I said let it rip. We don't have any policies. We have no manager.
I mean, just talking,
we do whatever we want to and say whatever we want to.
Yeah, just talking about the songs. I mean, since I've been in the band, it's just been, it's not really just like focusing on like writing a full length. We're just like writing songs and just throwing them on.
Yeah.
And just like recording them as we write them. It's been pretty interesting to do it that way.
It seems organic. More organic that way.
Yeah.
So you're not focusing on the end goal. You're trying to put together the pieces in the right way. That feels right for you guys. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth or anything, but
I mean, essentially what happened was we decided, you know, we wrote a full length called Fever Hunting, and that came out in 2013. So that was like our record that we came back on.
Right.
And then we kind of, for the next few years, went about the business of getting to all these places that we hadn't been to in so many years.
Right.
So we needed to go back to Europe and play all over Germany. We needed to get back to New York, get back to Chicago, get back to Seattle.
And you're here now, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, so we've been doing that work, and then we knew it was time to start writing songs again. Yes. And we weren't ready for a full-length thing at that point, so we started doing Tribulation Work Song series, which has ended up being two singles, an A-side and a B-side on each. And I think the point of that is that, you know, we called it work songs because we were like, you know, we were just in a pure creative sort of tough-minded mode about like songwriting, and we didn't have that full-length album in mind. It was just about banging out songs that made us excited.
Yeah.
And so I think we were going to kind of continue that, but I think things have changed this year, and now we have bigger visions in mind, and I think that's all coming together right now.
And you're putting in the groundwork now.
Yeah.
You're talking to us.
Yeah. Yeah, so the things we tracked earlier this year, I think, of at least those songs are eventually going to be part of something. Larger.
We've been playing a new song too the last three shows we've done. So
see, I was going to ask about
that. We'll be doing one tonight.
So is there a name for this new song yet, or is it a new song one, which we've all had, a million times?
It's got a name. It's called Survival.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll play that tonight at the show.
That's awesome. So yeah, if you're hearing this right now, Modern Life is War is the band that we're talking to. They had just played this weekend at the Vera Project. Really awesome place, by the way. Super, super DIY. They teach classes on screen printing and recording, and like they're super underground punk. It's a really, really cool venue, so I'm glad you guys are playing there. So for those who are listening, is there a date sometime in 2020 that maybe we hear a recording of this new jam that you guys are kicking out, or... I'm just trying to dig facts, man.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, at this point, we want to put a full length together. We weren't necessarily earlier in the year planning on doing that, but things have changed, and now we want to do that. So that's what we're working on. It's going to be a while, So this definitely is no kind of official announcement, and not because I want to keep anything a secret, but just because it's going to be a minute. But I think that's what we have in mind now. We're looking at that next thing, and that's a big deal to us. So it's going to, it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we're in the studio. Don't tell the bosses, but we got a couple of Ranyes floating around.
Yeah.
Got to be good hosts. Wow. In fact, let's have a little cheers, gentlemen. I'm glad you guys are in here.
Man. Thank you for picking us up.
No, man. So I'm so stoked that you guys are here. Let's jump into the first song, Tribulation, Work Songs 1. You want to do that one first?
Yeah, sure.
So let's hit that, and then we'll be right back. This is Modern Life is War on Metal Shop. Escape of Modern Life is War here on Metal Shop 99.9 KISW. So stoked to have these guys in here from Iowa. Welcome back to the Northwest. Is this, I mean, like, I've only been to Iowa once to see you guys play your last show a few years back. Does this remind you of home at all?
No, but it's beautiful.
All right, cool.
I still like it.
Yeah. It's a lot nicer than where we come from, to be
really?
Quite honest
about
it. Yeah.
We were just driving to Spokane last weekend to go see Slayer play their final show, and there were a couple of drives along that route where there was like a flatness for like as far as the eye can see, and I was like, dude, reminds me when I was like driving from Des Moines to Marshalltown, just the flatness.
Yeah.
And it's kind of awesome. Like, I just kind of wanted to get out of the car and just run as far as I could.
It has its own beauty for sure. It's not without beauty, but it's a different kind.
It's a different.
You have to look a little deeper.
It's a mentality. Like, it's a different for a dude who comes from the Northwest here. In fact, I want to ask you that too, because one of the things that first got me into your guys' music in the early 2000s was not only like seeing you guys play like local small shows on the way up, but like. And don't take this the wrong way, but your band kind of has like a bit of a Seattle vibe. It's kind of gloomy-ish a little bit, you know, kind of like introspective, deep-thinking stuff. And so I'm curious to ask you guys, like, what, and we always ask this too, what, was there a light bulb moment for any of you dudes growing up? Like a specific show, or maybe like an older sibling showed you an album, or some moment where you were like, dude, the light bulb went off, and you went, I got to be a part of this. I mean, most of us who are into heavy music have one of those weird, like, fallback moments.
Yeah.
If you can think back that far. For me, the first one was going into the first big shopping mall, and they were playing Ride the Lightning on, like, 50 huge TVs, and, like, all the hair on my body went up, and I went, dude, I'm in. Yeah. What got you in? What got you in? And it could be anything. It doesn't have to be punk or hardcore or any, you know, or metal or any of that stuff.
I mean, I got three facts, okay? So here's my facts. My first concert was New Kids on the Block. I had to go because my sister was going. My first tape, I split the cost of it with my friend, so it wasn't really mine. I shared it. I owned half of an Appetite for Destruction tape.
Nice.
And we played that so much, we wore all the writing off it. Like, it just looked like a blank tape by the time we were done with it a couple years later. And then I don't think listen to any music until like the rancid 1994 punk explosion thing, which there are other bands associated with that, but that was mine.
Rancid, too.
So yeah, that was my, those are my moments.
Those are your
much.
Three milestones.
And as far as a hardcore record, I bought the Trouble 7-inch, and that was like the one that changed the thing for me. So yeah, so those are like my big, those are big events for me. Pretty easy.
It's interesting that you said we sound kind of Seattle-y, because I mean, grunge was like,
I was waiting
Nirvana,
for that.
Yeah, Nirvana for sure. And Chris, the bass player, and I bonded. Like, he was in a basically Nirvana and grunge cover band.
Amen.
So, like, in the 90s. So it's definitely, I mean, it's definitely part of an influence. Yeah. And we are all so influenced by different things personally. So I think when we started, each member was kind of on their own trip in some way. And that's why it probably sounds, it doesn't sound like one thing. There's a lot of different elements going on. But
my favorite word, amalgamation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big amalgamation.
That's awesome. Gentlemen?
I had a coincidental kind of same one as you.
Modern Life is War.
The first record I remember hearing, I was probably like four, and it was Ride the Lightning.
At four?
Yeah.
All right, so you got
that
cool
one. That one in Hell Awaits were the first records I ever remember hearing.
Bo's dad goes pretty hard, by the way.
My dad is really metal.
If you meet his dad, you'll be like,
yo,
all right.
Bo's wearing a death pin. He's got a bathroom patch. He's right at home here on Metal Shop.
Feels good. Thank you.
Boy loves it.
It's Luke, just Metallica in general. I mean, just hearing Metallica when I was young. That's really all I had to say. It wasn't anything super specific. It's just, you know.
both of our the two drummers we've had in the history of this band, both massive Metallica people. Just yep. Straight, that's what they should. Yeah, that's their,
yeah. That's their yes. By the way, you can say bad words.
Oh yeah.
So fuck it.
Hell yeah.
We're not live on the air right now. So.
We need to relax a little bit.
just let
damn,
it go.
Wish, why didn't you say?
Now fuck it, man. Drink your fucking beer, bitch.
Get our Ranyes in us.
Yeah. You know what? I do want to ask you that Scar question now that we were talking about. If you can, and show me if you can, if you don't have to, like, you know,
I have
lose your skivvies or whatever.
I grated my thumb on a cheese grater, and I have a nice little thing
that
right
recent,
there.
Dude.
It was actually like six months ago.
Is that like the worst bodily injury you've ever had, too?
I got like 10 stitches on my elbow from crashing my bike.
That's way better.
did you eat it? The finger?
It was like...
The finger?
Yeah, oh, it was cheese? In the cheese, yeah. Oh, I mean, so it was in there somewhere, I'm sure.
Oh, so you just put it gross? On your taco or whatever?
Yeah, it was like, I actually was making tacos.
I mean, once you shredded it, you might as well have a taste.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
It's pretty metal, dude.
Yeah, it was pretty good, yeah.
Anybody else who's got a good scar? Who's got one?
Jeff has
one. I just want to see somebody take your shirt off, man. Come on, that's why I got you.
You know,
here.
I have one on my leg. It's maybe not very exciting to look at, but it's a gross story because I was skateboarding in a parking lot, and I ollied onto a pallet, right? And somehow I fell on this pallet, and not the sharp part of a nail, but the head of a long nail shoved into my leg, and then I slid and it ripped my leg open. Oh. It was something like 47 stitches.
Jesus, dude.
And like the first 22 were internal because it was so splayed open.
They had to cut,
it was
put your leg back together.
Psychotically scary. The ride to the hospital was horrifying because if I glanced at my leg, it was just... Lane
yeah,
open
don't look at
in
it.
This God. Grotesque way.
Did somebody like duct tape it shut at least?
And then we didn't know where it was like our first year living there, and it's me and Sean Reed. And so on the ride, we're asking people where the hospital is. Because we don't know where it's at, and we don't have phones like we do now. So we didn't even know where to go to
get
myself fixed up.
Yeah, you couldn't just GPS yourself there. Yeah,
good times.
Yeah, I got two broken shoulders, man. I had to drive myself to the hospital every once in a while, so I feel that.
Wow.
So. Gentlemen, congratulations on your lovely return to the Northwest.
Yes.
It's good to have you guys in here. You guys are doing a West Coast run with Defeater, correct?
Yes.
So tell me, like, what? How long is this? 5 or 6 dates that you guys are doing down the West Coast here?
We're doing 4.
Okay, 4.
Yeah.
And where do you stop? Do you stop in the Bay?
We stop in L.A. So okay, cool. Yeah, we do Seattle, Portland, Berkeley, and then L.A.
I know that a lot of people listening to this right now may or may not be Metal Shop fans per se, because we're going to put this up online. So a lot of people are hearing this all from you dudes, and see you guys moving, making moves, and dig factoids out of you guys. So thank you for being willing participants and being. And man, like, this is kind of like the highlight of my career. Honestly,
oh,
I'm
you.
Serious. I've been doing radio for 17 years, and having you guys in here is like.
That's really
I'm
nice.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Hey, so congratulations to you dudes on making moves and on the new record. And we, you know, I'm going to be talking to you, especially Jeff, for another phone interview sometime
okay. Yeah,
over this
can,
next year,
yeah,
if that's
we
cool.
Figure that out.
Cool. So, you know, before we're going to jump into track 2 off the Tribulation work song, the EP, the side B, right?
Yeah, well, this will be the volume 2.
Okay. Oh,
A.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have any final words for the Northwest audience before we send you guys on back down the West Coast?
Thanks for having us back. Thanks for supporting us. We played Rainfest up here a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
Had a good set there, and we're looking forward to, you know, a good club show tonight. It's all ages, so we're, you know, I know this is playing after the show, but we're just excited to play here. So anyone who did come out, anyone who we did see, thank you so much.
Cool. All right, we'll see you guys again next time you come through. You know,
thank
I'm
you.
Dragging your asses back up here for another couple Ranyes.
Yes, let's do that.
All right, we appreciate you all.
What happened? Sacrifice! This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.